This is Maryland Viewpoints, an in-depth discussion of the events and issues impacting our state. Now, from the studios of the Maryland News Network, this is Maryland Viewpoints with Meredith Marks.
Welcome to Maryland Viewpoints. I'm Meredith Marks, and I've got with me today Katie Florey. She is the Community Relations Director for the Maryland SPCA, and we're going to talk a little bit about something coming up that they have. It's Presents for Pets, which is really fun. We're going to get all into that in just a little bit. They just celebrated their 150th anniversary this year. We're going to dive into that, and we're going to talk about how you can assist and help with the Maryland SPCA through donations, volunteering, and a few other fun little things that they have going on. Hey, Katie, how are you?
I am good and super excited to be on today to talk to you guys.
We are so excited to have you too. Well, this is a big, big year for the Maryland SPCA, 150th anniversary. Tell us all about that.
It really has. It's amazing to think that the Maryland SPCA has been in our community for over 150 years. And what a lot of people don't know is when our organization was initially founded in 1869, it was specifically because there were a group of members of the community that were looking at the workhorses in our community. And they were saying, you know, we really don't feel that these animals are being taken care of in the appropriate way. So that is what our organization was founded on, in order to help workhorses in our community, to make sure that they had drinking water, that they were being cared for properly, and that they were being treated as the Baltimore community would expect them to be treated.
Wow.
And then throughout the years, we have evolved. You know, when cars came about and horses weren't necessarily being used as much, we started to focus on cats and dogs. And we've evolved over, you know, this 150 years and maintained our reputation in the community to help people and pets, be the best that they can be.
And there are so many different ways that you can get involved with the SPCA, and I'm going to talk about that with you in a little bit. But first, you guys redid your website, you redid your adoption system. Tell us a little bit about the new website and how people can navigate through that.
Well, we are so excited to have this. One of the things that's really important to us is making sure that the community is able to find what they're looking for in the easiest way possible. So we did redo our adoption system, which makes it so much easier for people to use filters to find out what they're looking for. There's a lot of people that may have weight restrictions or looking for, you know, an animal that is good with children or other animals, and there are now filters that people can click on to narrow down what they're exactly looking for and find that right animal. Our organization has, you know, a lot of different goals, but one of the big goals that we have is to make a good match between animals and people. I don't want someone to come into our shelter and say, oh, well, that animal is super cute, I want them, and then to find out that maybe their energy level isn't necessarily what the family is looking for, or there's a weight restriction or a number of other factors. So this will help, any potential adopter find that right animal for them. Also, one of the other things I'm extremely excited about is our resource library. We get a lot of calls every day with a number of different questions, but a lot of times we can now send people to that website to find the resource that they're looking for. Maybe they needed information on an illness, or they're looking for ways to help a certain type of pet in our community, and that is all going to be on that resource library, which we're excited about. And then also, there's going to be photos, you know, of our animals and people in action. We have some great programs that people don't even know about. For example, you know, many people think, oh, well, we just thought you were an animal shelter. But part of our mission is to improve the lives of pets and people. So we have reading programs for kids. We have training classes. We do a number of different things that focuses on the humans in our community, which we know then will stem to helping the pets in our community.
So I want to just say it's mdspca.org. That's the Maryland SPCA's new website. And I think let's go back to those filters, because this is really important to focus on for people that are listening. Some people are hesitant to go in, or they're confused, or they're really unsure of what exactly they're looking for. And if you head over to mdspca.org and you try these filters, let's say you have an allergy and you really want a dog, but you really don't know if you can have one because you have an allergy. Maybe there is a hypoallergenic dog that is available, or you know, maybe you're looking for that puppy and you want that high energy, or maybe you're just wanting to save a senior and you want the low key kind of dog, or you want just a really relaxed cat, and you put those filters in, now you can find that perfect animal for you, which is awesome. I want to talk a little bit about when people look for these filters and they go in. I want to say also, I have an experience with the Maryland SPCA. I had gotten my cat Cleopatra from you guys a long, long time ago. She has since passed, but I had her for a really long time after I got her from you guys. And I know back then, and I know it's a whole different experience now. Back then when I went and was looking for a cat, I got to go in and I got to sit in a room and experience some time with that cat. So Walk us through the process now, because I just recently went with a friend to get a kitten for her. And so I got to see the current process. But walk people through the process. Let's say they're coming in, it's a family, they want to look for either a cat or a dog. Walk them through what it's going to be like.
Absolutely. So when someone is interested in an animal, the first thing I recommend is we just want them to come in. I would rather somebody come in 50 times and meet 50 different animals before they found the perfect match than, you know, taking the first animal, because sometimes people have that feel bad factor. And one of the super cool things about our organization is any animal that's up for adoption will stay up for adoption until they find a home. We have no time limit or anything like that. And I find that sometimes people even get, you know, concerned about walking in a shelter because they think it's going to be dark and depressing. I really think of the Maryland SPCA as the Disney World of animal shelters.
It's bright,
it's cheerful, it's a really happy place to be. We have over 1,000 volunteers that give their time to coming in and spending time with our animals. So we want people to come in and meet them. We do get new animals almost every day. So if somebody doesn't find what they're looking for the first day they come in, they can come back tomorrow and they may find a new animal that just came in. Once they have decided that they're interested in a certain animal, there is a cage sheet on the front of every animal's cage that will give information, and they'll bring that cage sheet up to the adoptions lobby, and we will have a volunteer or a staff member introduce that animal to them. We do want them to spend time with the animal to make sure that, you know, again, it's the right fit for them, that they can ask questions about that animal. Once they've decided, yes, this is the animal I wish to adopt, they'll fill out an application and sit down with an adoption counselor. And I think it's important to note, some people have the feeling of when they're sitting down with that adoption counselor that this is like a pass-fail thing. Mm-hmm. It is absolutely not. This is an information-sharing interview where we're going to learn about that family. We're going to provide them all the information that we know about the animal, all the medical treatments that they've had, any background information, if they've been in another home that we have, and we'll, you know, kind of share all that info. So this isn't something where it's a pass-fail. We do same-day adoptions as long as we have all the information that we need from the potential adopter and the animal has had everything that they need. And so we want to make it, you know, a happy experience. Sometimes there can be a little bit of a wait depending on how busy it is, but in my opinion, that's a good problem to have.
Yes.
It means lots of people are coming in. And if they're interested in adopting an adult cat, we have a pretty cool process where we ask people when they first walk in to fill out a survey, which helps us to know the personality of the cat that they're looking for, and we will give them a card. We have three kind of different energy levels of cats. If they get a purple card, they're looking for a little bit of a shyer cat. Maybe that cat, when you're having friends over, won't be out in the middle of the crowd. Then you have your orange, which to me is the average cat, loves you 1 minute, wants nothing to do with you the second minute. And then the third is the green, which is what we call our party animals. These are the cats that want to be the life of the party, guaranteed to wake you up at 2 o'clock in the morning and knock everything off of your counter. That really, really fun cat to have. And again, we are all about making a good match. And that really is the best way that we can ensure an animal doesn't return to our shelter.
Do you recommend that when a mom or dad comes in and they know that their child wants an animal, that maybe the parent should come first without the child? Because if they bring the kid in, it's going to be hard to say no. And the kid just wants to pick, you know, a cute one. Maybe the parents need to come and get a feel first for what would
Absolutely.
Be best for their family.
Yep. And what are some experiences that I have had, I was an adoption counselor when I first started working here, is what I found is kind of more complicated is when there's multiple children. And everybody wants a different animal. So yes, I always do recommend that maybe the parents come first, check out what might be the right fit for their family. But then we do recommend that all members of the family meet the animal. We get a lot of different families coming in. Sometimes it's roommates. Sometimes it's a blended family. Sometimes there's grandmas and grandpas involved. So we really, you know, recommend that everybody have the chance to come in and say hello and make sure that it's the right fit for the entire family. And I'll say one specific story that I remember. There was a teenager involved, but also a young child. And what I kind of reminded the family, because the teenager wanted a specific animal, the younger child wanted the other one. And my thought behind it was, well, the teenager is going to be heading off into the world pretty soon. The younger child will still be in the home. So let's make sure that it's going to fit long term for everybody that's involved.
Yes.
And that can be, you know, a little bit of a tough decision, but I also think it's okay to say no. It's okay to say, you know what, this is not the right animal for us. We're going to keep on looking. And that's absolutely okay.
Let me tell you, when I brought Cleopatra home from the Maryland SPCA way back when, she was my first cat. I had just lost my dog. And I want to tell this story for a reason. I brought her home. I was living by myself. And the next morning I called my mom. And I said, I got to take her back. She's not for me. And my mom said, why? I said, because she kept me up all night, patting my head, licking my face. I can't deal with that. And my mom said, Meredith, she's trying to get to know you. It's a bonding thing. And I was young. I was probably 19 years old, 20 years old. And she said, you have to give her a chance. And I did. And I fell in love with her. And I had her until she passed. So what do you recommend, you know, people that were like me to give them a chance? But when they get them home, if they're like, they call you and they say, we made a mistake, how do you walk people through that process?
So there's two different ways. We do have a program now, and I don't believe it wasn't in effect when you adopted Cleopatra, but we do have a program called Happy People, Happy Pets. And we know that there are some people out there that are like, you know, I don't know if I want to adopt an animal from a shelter. There is, unfortunately, kind of that stigma that a lot of people think that animals that go into shelter are problem animals, which is absolutely not true. 95% of the time when an animal needs to come into a shelter, it is because of a person issue, not because of a animal issue. So with that said, we want people to take a chance and adopt. So Happy People, Happy Pets allows them to adopt that animal. But within 30 days, if they are like, you know, this really isn't the right match for me, they can absolutely bring the animal back. Some people feel bad doing that. But I will tell you, I look at it like, first of all, you just gave this animal a vacation outside of the shelter.
Yes.
Which no matter how hard we try is pretty stressful.
Wow.
Second of all, we are going to learn so much more information about that animal so that we can make a different and hopefully better match the second time.
Yeah.
And third of all, we want to provide the best customer service that we can. And sometimes people think if they return an animal that they might be like blacklisted in the shelter world. Not true whatsoever. We want to help people make that right match. But also with that said, we do recommend that any animal that's being adopted go through what we call a 2-week shutdown period where you allow them to get used to your home. It can be very, very stressful moving environments, especially for cats. So we recommend giving them their own space, their litter box, their food. If it's a dog, making sure they have their crate and not flooding them with stimuli. So what I mean by that is if you adopt that dog, maybe let's not go to the dog park the first day they're adopted. Give them a couple of weeks to relax. You know, if it is around the holidays and you're having people over and you've just adopted, go ahead and crate your dog. It's a better idea. Making sure that the cat has a place to get away and can kind of decompress. And that's true. You're also going to give time for you and that animal to bond and to get to know each other.
Mm-hmm.
We have to remember that animals that are in shelters oftentimes have been moved from place to place. They don't know where they're supposed to be, what is expected from them. I can remember one of the dogs that I adopted when I brought him home for the first time and I asked him to sit. He sat, laid down, and gave me paw all at the same time simply because he wasn't sure what I wanted, but he wanted to please me.
Oh.
So sometimes we have to sort of back up and just give him a little bit of time to decompress. One of the big questions I get from people, especially with dogs, is are they housebroken? And my standard answer, even if I do think this animal is housebroken, is I say, no, they are not. because you have to remember that they're on a shelter schedule and not a human schedule. So it's going to take them some time to get used to it, and they may have an accident in the home, and everyone should expect that.
Yes.
So we just, you know, we want to say, give them some time, take time. And with our shelter, they have an entire month to say, hey, this is not the right fit, but we do want them to give it a chance.
That's amazing. We're going to take a short break. Maryland Viewpoints will continue right after this.
This is Delegate Kathy Shalega. The opioid crisis has taken a toll on our state and our communities. We've lost far too many lives to this epidemic. It's time to fight back and protect our loved ones. The RX Abuse Leadership Initiative of Maryland, also called Rally Maryland, is a resource in our state that provides information that can help end the opioid crisis. An important first step is learning the warning signs of substance misuse. Many of the red flags can go unnoticed, but we know that early intervention can save lives. Rally Maryland's website, RALIMD.org, has a list of warning signs to look for and ways that you can help someone in need. And if you or someone you know is facing addiction, you can call the state's hotline at 211 for treatment options. This is Kathy Shalega. Let's come together and combat the opioid crisis. Visit RallyMD.org for more information.
Paid for by RX Abuse Leadership Initiative.
Welcome back to Maryland Viewpoints. I'm your host, Meredith Marks. I'm here with the Maryland SPCA Community Relations Director, Katie Flory. Welcome back. I wanted to dive into a couple of things right off the bat. You were just talking about giving these animals a chance. Walk people through, if they're coming in for maybe their second animal or third animal, how to acclimate them to the animals that are already in the home.
Mm-hmm. So if it's a dog that they are interested in bringing into the home and they have another dog, we do recommend doing a meet and greet. So we will introduce our dog and the new dog. I tell people oftentimes we can pick the animal that we think is the right fit, but our animals will also let us know if this is a good fit or not. So we would do a dog to dog here at the shelter. If they are adopting a second cat or maybe bringing a cat home, that's going to be a little different. We'll get questions sometimes, you know, should I bring my cat in to meet my new cat? No, they should not do that. Anytime that you are changing a cat's environment, it can be extremely stressful. So what we recommend doing with cats is the new cat should receive a quiet place in the home, a bedroom, a bathroom, a spare bedroom, any kind of room where they can be closed in. And then what I recommend is feeding both cats on either side of the door so that they start to create that connotation between, okay, there's this new animal in the home, but I get really good things when I smell that animal. You can switch the bedding. And then I also recommend maybe putting a gate or a screen in between that door and introducing them slowly between cats and cats. Now, if it's a cat and a dog, what I always recommend is keeping the dog on a leash, allowing the cat to check out the dog. And what I have found is in almost 90% of the homes, the cat is always the one that runs the show. So I honestly like to see the cat kind of paw off and smack the dog in the face. So the dog learns really quickly, okay, that thing runs this home, and we're good to go. I think one of the things that a lot of people do think is that, oh, cats and dogs don't get along. And believe me, they do. You make the right fit, you see some of the cutest behavior between the two of them, and they really can be a great pair.
Now, I have a puggle. Her name is Georgie. And she is not our dog. She is my daughter, my dogter, and she is a part of our family. And most people that I know treat their cats and their dogs like their children. And so when we put our Christmas tree up in the corner and the presents start going under the tree, she sees her sisters opening up stuff. She is totally into it. She has her own stocking and she knows every year on Christmas morning that she gets fun stuff and she gets to partake just like her human sisters do. So throughout December, the Maryland SPCA is collecting presents for the cats and the dogs in their adoption center. And their goal is to collect enough toys in 1 month to entertain every animal in the shelter throughout the coming year. So you can help by bringing new toys and treats to the Maryland SPCA's adoption center, 3300 Falls Road, right in Baltimore. And some things that they're running short on are Kongs, hard rubber chew toys, soft treats, toy mice without catnip, small cat balls with bells, And providing toys for the animals is more than a nice touch. It helps them socialize, reduce stress, improve health, and really just make them happy, right?
It does. It absolutely does. And I think what a lot of people don't necessarily understand, and as I said earlier, I do think of this shelter as the Disney World of animal shelters, but for the animals that come in here, it's still extremely stressful. There are, you know, if it's a dog, or there's 49 other dogs in different cages, there's a million different smells, there's all these noises, and it can be extremely stressful. But I always think, you know, kind of to the human part of things, when we're stressed and maybe we get to play with something or hang out with a friend, we're not so stressed anymore. So having that enrichment, those toys for the animals to play with, really helps them relax when they're in the kennel environment. It also helps them get adopted. There's pretty much nothing better than walking through our kennel and seeing a dog playing with a stuffed toy. Adopters like to see that, and it really helps to draw attention to them.
Yes.
And it helps us save money. You know, we have about a $6 million budget every year in order to help the thousands of animals that we do. And when people donate the enrichment items, it helps us to save money so that we can focus on the medical care that they need. They oftentimes, you know, come in with an injury or an illness that requires a lot of money to treat. And the more money we save on enrichment items, the more money we can put into the medical care of the animals that come in. So it is extremely, extremely helpful to us. And pretty much nothing better. It's a fun time of the year.
It's a perfect way if you want to give a little something and you want to make a furry friend happy. Again, you can drop off brand new treats and toys to 3300 Falls Road, Baltimore 21211. One of my pet peeves, Katie, is at the holidays, an overabundance of gifts being bought for others, and those gifts are animals. And the recipients either aren't ready or aren't interested. And you have an influx again in January of having a bunch of animals come back. Now, I know that you have this 30-day policy, this program, but what if this is a gift and some of these people don't want it? You know, I want to try to talk to people. If you're thinking about this, if you're thinking about getting an animal for the holidays, either for yourself or for somebody else, you know, yes, take part on that 30-day program to see if that animal is right for you. But if you're buying it for somebody else, make sure they're ready. Make sure, because this is a lifetime commitment to this animal, and it's not fair to get it and bring it back and get it and bring it back. Now, I love the programs that you have that allow people to find the perfect animal. But again, with gift giving, you know, what is that? You just told me about it earlier and I love it. What is that perfect gift? If somebody's looking for an animal, what can they get that person?
So I recommend that they get a gift certificate from us. You know, as we've been talking kind of throughout this, it's very important that we make a good match. And what I think is cute and was it what might be the right match for me would not be the right match for, let's say, my mom or other family members that I have. And if you have the thought of, you know, I really want to get them a companion, that's great. But get a gift certificate for them so that they can come in and find the right animal for them and the lifestyle that they want. And that way, they won't have to worry about returning an animal when it's not the right fit. But it also can be a really fun present to give. Not only are you giving them something to open underneath the tree, but they now get to come into the shelter, meet a lot of different animals, and make that decision on their own that, hey, this is the right animal for me. And yes, you're absolutely right. It is a lifetime commitment. And sometimes people don't always remember that. You know, with cats, their average lifespan is anywhere between 8 to 20 years. Cats are all the way up to 22 years if they're indoor. So it is a very, very big commitment and sometimes can be scary. So that's why, again, we recommend, you know, going ahead and getting that gift certificate. And even if maybe, you know, you're thinking, well, I want to get my family something pet related, but maybe you're thinking, maybe I don't want to get them a pet. They can also go to our new website and make a donation in honor of someone, which is a great present to give because that money, again, will go to help animals in our shelter, but they're also being honored through that gift. So there's lots of things that people can do to help animals, but also give that gift. But again, before you come into the shelter and adopt an animal for a family member, really think about that gift certificate. It can be the best way to go.
Katie Flory, thank you so much for being with us, Community Relations Director for the Maryland SPCA. Real quick, mdspca.org, the brand new website. You can go on and find out how you can take your children to go read to the animals. They have a great program. It's mdspca.org/waggingtails. That's T-A-L-E-S. And that's a great opportunity to get your children to be involved with animals, learn about animals, watch animals, and interact with them while practicing their reading. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing. So many other programs that you have on there. So mdspca.org. Thank you so much, and I hope you have a wonderful holiday season.
Thank you for having me. This is great. I really appreciate it.
This is Maryland Viewpoints, a presentation of the Maryland News Network, heard on radio stations across Maryland. The views expressed in this program are not necessarily the views of radio station ownership, management, or advertisers. Join me again next time for Maryland Viewpoints. Happy holidays. I'm Meredith Marks.